listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about a great man of God who was accused and wrongly accused. I'm going to read to you from Numbers chapter 16, starting at verse 12, where we read, "And Moses sent to call Dathan and Abiram, the sons of Eliab, but they said, 'We will not come up. Is it a small thing that you have brought us up out of a land flowing with milk and honey to kill us in the wilderness, that you should keep acting like a prince over us? Moreover, you have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey, nor given us inheritance of fields and vineyards. Will you put out the eyes of these men? We will not come up.'" Now, it wasn't that Moses was a thin-skinned wimp, but this criticism really got under his skin. A fellow Levite named Korah shot the verbal missiles at Moses in front of the whole nation, saying things like, "Moses has a big head, and Moses thinks that he's better than everyone else." And he also said anything else he could think of. Korah was persuasive in his attack, and 250 leaders in Israel put their finger to the wind and figured that it was blowing in Korah's direction. They joined Korah in the rebellion against Moses. The two lead men in the attack against Moses were named Dathan and Abiram. They were co-conspirators with Korah. But when Moses tried to meet them to confront their criticism, they would not even meet with Moses nor answer his challenge, choosing to accuse Moses instead. Just how they went about it shows us how leaders are often attacked. First of all, Dathan and Abiram colored the past. They called Egypt a land of milk and honey that Moses led the people out of. What? Egypt, a land of milk and honey? For slaves? Rebels and divisive folk often create a sense of the past of their own preference, a past that puts leaders like Moses in the worst possible light. Dathan and Abiram also assigned an evil heart to Moses. They said here in these verses that Moses brought them out to kill us in the wilderness. Of course, they discovered the plot of Moses and Aaron to lead the nation into the wilderness and then to kill them. What foolish talk. Yet rebels and divisive folk will assign every evil intention to the heart of leaders like Moses. Dathan also refused to acknowledge growth in Moses. They said this, that you should keep acting like a prince over us. Now, Moses was indeed at one time a prince, self-confident, a man who thought that he could deliver and lead Israel with his own hand. God broke him of that with 40 years of leading another man's flock in the wilderness. But now Dathan and Abiram threw it back in the face of Moses, as if God had never dealt with Moses in these areas. Next, Dathan and Abiram had unfair expectation of Moses. This is what they said. "You have not brought us into a land flowing with milk and honey." Now, this was true, and at least some of the blame had to sit at the feet of Moses because he agreed to the demand of the people to send spies into the promised land. Yet, it really was not Moses' fault. Would Dathan and Abiram done any better? It's unbelievably easy for the critics of this world to sit back and say, "Well, you know, if I was leading the nation at Kadesh Barnea, I would have done this and that." But they were not leading the nation, and men of their type rarely do. God rarely puts in the Monday morning quarterbacks, the backseat drivers, into positions of real leadership, except as a chastisement to show them just how difficult leadership really is, and that perfect leadership, like perfect anything, is impossible. Leaders should expect to be held to a higher standard, but it is patently unfair to hold a leader to a perfect standard. And then next, we see that Dathan and Abiram considered themselves under no authority. This is what they said. "We will not come up." Well, that said it loud and clear. "Moses, we have no respect for your authority. We will listen to God, but not to you. Your word means nothing to us." They simply would not submit. Now, in the midst of these harsh accusations against Moses, there's no record of any of the other leaders of Israel speaking up on behalf of Moses. Some of the 250 leaders thought that maybe Dathan and Abiram went a little far, but where was their courage to speak up? Why did they let Moses be accused this way with no one to defend him? Now, it's easy to sit back and say, well, I won't take sides. I can be a friend to both groups. But in this circumstance, as it's described in Numbers chapter 12, as well as many a modern Dathan or Abiram, silence is taken as agreement. If a godly man or woman, especially a leader, is being falsely accused, and you say nothing, you've sinned because your silence is received as agreement. So think about it today. Is there a godly leader that you can speak up for? Now, speak up for that godly leader in prayer first. And then, as God would give you opportunity, speak up before others. Those silent 250 who in their silence sided with the outrageous accusations of Dathan and Abiram, they came to wish that they would have spoken up for Moses. They really came to regret their silence. May God give us nothing to regret in this area as we surrender it to Him today.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.